Appreciate the time. I know we're coming up to see you on Friday with the big weekend coming up. Hey, your team's not, 11-8 right now, Coach. Has the season gone like you expected, better than expected this year for your Gary and Lady Bulldogs so far?
I don't know. Probably about along the lines of what I expected. I knew that we were improved. Last year, we were improved, but our record didn't really show it because we had such a tough schedule. And this year, we've played some good teams too, but we've kind of shown it better on the court. So it's about what I would have guessed, or at least close to it, I would say.
I know a couple of tough ones with Sydney. You played them back-to-back nights. You came back with a nice win against Chase County the other night on your home court, 56-52, with a nice little bounce-back win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a big win for us.
That Chase County team, we saw them early in the season. They've got some athletes, and that's a team with some good players as well.
Yeah, and they hit three-pointers pretty well that night. So we had to get some key stops, and we managed to down the stretch.
You had a nice run there from middle part of January through the end of the month. Five game winning streak. Probably with that. Probably some of your best basketball this year?
Yeah, we went east and played Bennington and Crete, and then kind of got us up to another level. It was good competition for us, and we kind of stayed at that level, coming back and competed a little bit harder in the middle of January and February.
You kind of like that trip out there to the eastern part for 2 days stretch. You're going to face some pretty good eastern teams. You're going to kind of continue that next year?
Yeah, well, they're coming to us next year, but it will still be some good matchups for sure.
No question. Yeah, home and home. I figured that flip-flop every other year, and they come out and see you. Can you throw some names out, Coach? Who's really been leading this team for you this year?
Mackenzie Todd, one of our seniors, who's a four-year starter. She's been really consistent, playing good defense, being aggressive on offense, pulling some good rebounds, that kind of stuff. She's been really solid. We also have JC Cochran. She's a sophomore, really stepped up this year. She's athletic and pulling lots of rebounds, starting to post up harder and finish a little bit better over the course of the season, so she's doing really well. We're pretty well rounded, actually, so it's hard to say, at any given, we usually have about three or four starters in double digits, and the rest are close. So it's hard to say, these people are the main, it's kind of well-rounded, and that's a strength for us. Jason Brown, our point guard, has been playing well. She's not scoring as many points, depending on what type of defensive scheme we're doing, but she is getting tons of steals and assists and pulling quite a few rebounds, too. So.
And you got a couple of seniors, but you got some promising underclassmen, so the future looks pretty bright for you as well.
Yeah, we got some solid sophomores that'll be back for a couple of years, and yeah, some good seniors. Throw in a couple of juniors, and it's a good mix.
Coach, you got McCook coming to your place on Friday. You watched a little game film on McCook. Your thoughts on the Bison matchup on Friday?
Oh, it's a very physical game in our experience when we've played them in the past, so I'm expecting that again. It looks like they play in a lot of 2-3 zone, which is different. We don't see a lot of that, so we're kind of preparing for that, as well as some man-to-man since they do that. And I know they push the ball well, so we're going to focus on, stopping that transition game the best we can.
Well, McCook and North Platte to wrap up the regular season. Two wins would give you some really good momentum going to that sub-district, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It'd probably help us out, maybe move us a spot if we could beat McCook especially. Might move us up in the rankings a spot or two.